But listen to this. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together. Where? Into the temple at the hour of what? So Christian Fellowship, where are you at the hour of prayer? On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we have an hour of prayer. We have 15 minutes of reading the book on the morning prayer. We have an hour of prayer at 6 o'clock. We have an hour of prayer at 9 o'clock. Where are you? Peter and John weren't afraid to go to prayer. I'm asking you, where are you? What you doing? Are you in the camp? Are you in the family? Why can't we pray together? Come on, y'all ain't talking to me. What is it? What's your problem? We'll help you. We'll teach you. We'll train you. But if you won't come to prayer, how are we going to teach you? How are we going to train you? How are we going to help you? If you're a believer, you ought to be praying. Y'all ain't talking to me too well here. But he said, went up to the temple, the hour of prayer, keep going. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they did what? Laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called what? Beautiful. To ask alms. See, he was going to ask for some money of them. That enter into the temple, keep going. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an am. Peter fastened his eyes upon him, was John said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Or what I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, he knew he had something. What you got, Peter? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The same Jesus. It's time for me to close, but that same Jesus now had given Peter and John his name. And Peter spoke to the crippled man that was above 40 years old, never walked before in his life. And he said, in the name of Jesus, if he didn't believe that name, if he didn't have faith in that name, he wouldn't have spoke. But he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Verse 7 says, hallelujah. And he took him by the right hand and lift him up. And immediately, not 6 days later, not 6 hours later, but immediately, his feet and ankle bone that was helpless, no energy, no strength, couldn't hold it, he couldn't stand upon him, but instantly, life, energy, bones, ankles were strong. He stood. That was something. But when you begin to leap, it takes some more extra energy to leap. And he began to leap, and then he walked, then he praised God. And the people in the temple that's supposed to be praying, they got excited. They want to know what had happened to this man. Sometime, hallelujah, I believe that God wants some more prayer meeting like this, where crippled folks are hanging around. They get to the prayer meeting, they won't have to be carried away. They may be brought and carried into the prayer meeting. But I tell you what, you get the power of God, name of Jesus on your life, in your body, working for you. It'll call you to rise up, call you to come out of whatever got you held, whatever you're bound by, whatever it is. And I come to tell you, in the name of Jesus, there's healing, there's miracles, there's signs, there's wonders, there's the work of the power of God in this place. There's anointing to do for you if you receive.